episode 50 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Made it, 50 episodes. Thank you, everybody. My name is David Guerra. I am the author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. And welcome to the podcast, episode 50, as I said. And we're going to continue the Bad Leaders Aren't series. And we're going to get into the fourth one. And it's about the bad leader who gets a raise before anyone else on his team does. That's a bad leader. Seriously. Now, who are they? Well, they pay themselves before paying others. They've kind of got that mindset. They've kind of got that mentality. And when pressed, you're going to find out that they use the excuse, majority of the time, that management forced the raise on him or her, on them, and says that, they can't do anything about it. It's management's directing. Management is doing this. Management's doing that. And that he or she did fight for everybody else on their team to get a raise. But management is the answer. And that's not good. Again, there are other bad leaders that say that she or he deserves the raise because of the position that they're in, because of the number of people they supervise, because of the leadership position that they are in. And again, that just doesn't fly. Because especially when no one else is given a raise, no one else on that team is given a raise. Now, if the bad leader is the owner of the business, this is even worse. It's as if the owner or the bad leader is saying that he or she considers the employees nothing but his or her minions and nothing more. That they are just there to serve him and that's it. And again, that's not a good thing. Now, obviously, employees cannot go around getting raises every other month. It's understandable. They understand it. As an employee, I understand it. As management, I understand it. As a business owner or co-owner, I understand it. It happens. I understand it. We all do because we've all been there. We've all had to start off at the bottom. And there's other factors that go in as to why they can't go around getting raises every other month. Obviously, performance, attendance, attitude, and the top one, the big one, is availability of funds. But when there are enough funds available to promote a leader and give them more money, but not enough to give the staff money, there's something fundamentally wrong. And that, my friends, is not a good thing. That's not a good thing for the organization. That's not a good thing for the leadership. That's not a good thing, definitely, for the employees, because they're the ones hustling. They're the ones making things happen. And yet they are not reaping the rewards or getting the benefits. Yeah, something is just not right there. And that's the way life is sometimes, unfortunately. But, life isn't always that way. Life isn't always about, the rich get richer and the poor stay poor. No, it's not about that. Things do happen. Things can change. And people can make change happen. And sometimes those in the middle are the ones that are the catalyst for change. Sure, we've heard of McDonald's employees threatening to walk out, threatening to go on strike, going on strike. But how often do we hear about them not doing that because of the managers? Because of the middle managers, because of those people right there, right next to those frontline employees, stepping up and doing their part and saying, hey, look, I'm in this with you. We're in this together. So they go from being bad leaders to good leaders just like that because, again, they open up a dialogue. They have that conversation. So speaking of converting bad leaders to good leaders, it's you. Now we're going to talk to you. What do you not do or what not to do to become that bad leader? Well, it's like I said, you explain to the staff the procedures for pay raise at the time of hire. That is definitely a must. No one cannot start a job without knowing what their pay rate is, but also what are the procedures and policies and systems in place to enable pay raises to occur. Be clear about that. Be transparent about that. And above all, as a leader, you're going to have to hold them to that standard. Don't change it. Don't wash it down. Don't make it harder than it already is. Don't do anything other than just set the standard and hold them to it. Because guess what? They're going to hold you to the same standard. And throughout that entire time, throughout that entire process, work with them. Work with your staff. Work with your employees. Work with the people that lead, that you lead. Work with them and let them know, hey, look, I'm right here with you. We're in this together. Now, important, and if you can, by all means, please do. Never, ever give yourself a raise before you pay your employees or give them a raise. Don't do that because, again, they can make you and they can break you. And I know this, you know this, they know this. And why do they know this? Because they're the ones that are doing the hard work. They're the ones that are sweating. And you're the one taking the money. Again, never ever give yourself a pay raise before giving your employees a pay raise. Now, obviously, you're not going to be able to give all your employees a pay raise, but those that you can, reward them for their hard work. Reward them for meeting the standards and exceeding the standards. And when it's warranty, give them a raise. If you give them a raise just because, well, you know, and what I mean by just because is like, well, you feel guilty that they've been there for 8 months and they haven't received a raise. Well, there might be a reason. There's no standard. They had not met the standards. But by the same token, what happens if you give them a raise today and tomorrow they screw up? And also the same token, you give them a raise today and it might not be what they wanted, but tomorrow they go above and beyond that 10-cent raise, 25-cent raise, half-dollar raise, and they go above and beyond. What then? You know, so there's two sides to this. It's a double-edged sword. I know it. And it is insane, but it's obviously something that has to be addressed. It is obviously something that must be taken care of. And it's obviously something that you must be prepared to encounter on both sides. Something goes wrong, or when they go overly well and they go above and beyond. Now, when you give them a raise, and you give them a raise because it's time, they met the standards, well, you know what? Set a new level of standards for the next pay raise. Because, again, they can't just be punctual every day for 6 months and do all your job with no complaints, and 6 months from now, I'll give you another raise. That's not a new standard. That's the same standard. But you know what? They're going up in pay rate. They're going to have a little bit more responsibility. They're going to need to be held accountable to a few more things. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. So remember that. Now, remember also that while the job title might be the same, each employee is unique. So just because the employee is, there's five employees that are clerks, but one of them is showing leadership abilities and is excelling and is bringing others with them and is pulling more of their weight. Well, guess what? That employee is unique. So remember that. Just because they have the same title, they, you know, again, who's shining brighter? What star is shining brighter? They all are stars, but there's always going to be one star that shines brighter than all the rest. Now, if you've got five stars and all of them are shining at their brightest, well, you know what? You're one lucky leader, I'll tell you that much. But unfortunately, that is not always the case. Now, once everybody you said, you know what, I'm going to give pay raises and I'm able to give pay raises. And once everybody gets paid and it has a raise, then you can give yourself a raise. And if it's 5 cents, well, it's 5 cents. If it's a half dollar, it's a half dollar. If it's $5, wow, congratulations, it's $5. But make sure everyone else is taken care of because, you know, you're not taking care of them. They are certainly not going to take care of you. Now, I mentioned early about management forcing a pay raise. So what happens if management forces a pay raise on you? You know what? There's absolutely nothing wrong with asking them, when will your staff get a raise? And if they don't want to give your staff a raise, it might just be time for you and your staff to reconsider who you are working for and where you're working. Because something is fundamentally wrong when they definitely want to promote management. And I understand they want to keep good managers and good leaders and make positive things happen. And the only way positive things happen is good management, because it does go from the top down. But guess what, folks? It also works from the bottom up. So long as there's good people up on the front lines, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fantastic. So recognize, recognize that, you know, you're going to be forced to take pay raises at some time, but also make sure that you were asking when your staff's going to get a raise as well, because you didn't do it all by yourself. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It takes a team, especially in business, especially in the modern workplace, and especially if it's you on your own and you're your own business, you own your own business, you're a solopreneur. But guess what? It still takes customers. It still takes vendors. It still takes other people to support you and to get you where you're going. So don't forget where you are. Don't forget where you're coming from. And above all, don't forget to ask when they're going to get paid. And pay them first. If it's you, pay them first before you pay yourself. I hope you like this one. I really do. My name is David Guerra. You can follow me on Twitter at DaveGuerra.com. Or drop me an email, Dave@DaveGuerra.com. I'm sorry, Twitter at Dave Guerra is my Twitter handle. There we go. I got sidetracked. Sorry about that. But this has been episode 50. Thank you. If you've listened to all 50 episodes, I do appreciate it. I appreciate your time. Most of all, because again, your time is valuable. And I hope I'm giving you a little something. And in the meantime, I thank you. And let's get ready for the next 50, because it's going to be a lot of fun. Things are going to start picking up. So until next time, thank you for listening. My name is Dave Guerra. Thank you very much. And I will talk to you soon. Have a great one.